episode 1271, go out with a bang.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day and happy 4th of July. It is Independence Day, and here in the U.S., we are celebrating freedom. I pray where you are, you have that opportunity to celebrate what means something to you. Join with us as we light some fireworks and we go out with a bang. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is Wellness Wednesday, and it's hard to do Wellness Wednesday when you think about fireworks and lots of food and you're barbecuing and you've got the ribs in the smoker and you've got hot dogs and hamburgers and fresh buns. And I mean, we could go on and on. Are you hungry yet? I'm starving. But one thing I wanted to bring up in Wellness Wednesday, and it's very prevalent to the 4th of July, is how technology has grown. There's one thing that is not spoken about, a hidden truth to what could be affecting your well-being. Break your digital addiction and go out with a bang. There are so many amazing things out when it comes to technology. I get it. I too love technology and all it has to offer. But I have watched over time how technology has snuck into the back door of our lives and ruled with greater influence over personal relationships. It's one thing to be a lifelong learner. It's another thing to be distracted by everything you wish you had, living vicariously through others' images, videos, sayings, and relationships. What kind of lifestyle is that? And are you really living your dream? Now, I understand the flip side of how beneficial technology can be for communication, for learning, and for connection. I get it. You build bonds. You build relationships. Look here. You've built a bond here at Create Your Now with this podcast, daily podcast that comes out and supports you right where you are to help you create your now in your lifestyle, right? So it's not all bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this is a reality check. It's a check of saying, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? I'm guilty. There are times that I find myself more on my electronics than having a conversation with my child in the same room, sitting less than an arm length away from me. Something's wrong with that picture. And with the 4th of July celebrations, family and fun, food and fellowship, why are we holding our digital devices all the time? Why? Because there's something addictive to them. There are limited studies out right now because things are changing so fast. But the studies that we have out show that there are some major negative effects. Okay? And these are negative effects that affect your mind and your body. And yes, I get it that you can have some beneficial, you know, effects to it too. But right now, I want you just to indulge me for just a moment. Pretend you're eating extra strawberries or go to the dessert booth and get another cup of whatever you're drinking and eating that's sweet and yummy and indulge me here, okay? Did you know that the average American spends about 24 hours a week online? That's crazy. Do you know that you're giving up a day of your week? So you worried that you only had 7 days in the week with only 24 hours of which if you sleep, you're maybe dealing with 15 to 16 really working hours if you get your real good sleep in. But most of us are trying to stretch it to what? 18-hour days in a 24-hour day period, right? Well, if you're sitting here cutting out all of this stuff, you're now only working with 6 days a week. You've lost basically 24 hours are gone. And it's all gone to your tablet, to your computer, to your digital device, your smartphone, whatever it is that you have in front of you. That's crazy. It kind of stopped me in my tracks for a moment. And I thought, really, I'm losing a whole day and I wonder why I can't get everything done. Have you ever gone to the restroom? I know TMI, but go here with me for a moment. You go to the restroom and you take your phone or your tablet and it's sitting right there. And I'm talking, it's probably not in a public restroom. You're at home, so you know what's around. It's a clean area, so it's okay. But you sit there and you find yourself just kind of reading or looking through your emails, or maybe you're doing some research for something, whatever it is. Next thing you know, 20 minutes have gone by. And guess what? You probably already did your business there, right? But you're just sitting there because you're just zoned in. It's addictive. It truly is addictive. And we've got to break it. So if we're doing that 24 hours a week online, think about this too. It increases our stress levels. Who needs more stress in their life? And on top of that, who needs to increase their cortisol levels? Not me. Mine are already increased. In fact, I'm trying and working very hard to lower them. It also disrupts your sleep patterns. We don't get enough sleep to begin with. If we're online and in the digital world for 24 hours, we're already gone for a day, and now we're not getting good sleep, which means what? More stress, which leads to an increase in cortisol. Do you see this ripple effect? It goes on and on and on. And guess what? It also rewires your brain. You've heard of the whole thing of blue light. You know, turn off your, make sure you turn on your night system within your computers and tablets and smartphones. So it changes the light. And they also recommend, you know, preferably 2 hours prior to going to bed, because your brain, it's always in a heightened, like, alert when you're around this stuff, and your mind's going, your neurons are always firing. And some people will argue, well, multitasking isn't the case. Well, that's what we're trying to do with our smartphones, with our tablets, with our computers. We're trying to do one thing while something else is going on. Our brain is like totally whacking out. I mean, seriously, think about it. It's like an overdose of caffeine. Not real good. Also, another thing that they've noticed that's a negative effect is loneliness. Who would thought that being on Facebook brings about loneliness? There's actually a study out there that has that. Some would argue, oh, no, it doesn't. It actually helps connect. Well, maybe for you it does, but for what they're finding overall, for the average, there's loneliness. Also, anxiety. You see what everybody else has, what they're doing. Maybe today you don't have any big plans. Maybe you're not with family and friends. Maybe you're just kind of sitting at home and you're having kind of like a staycation because you get today off. But you didn't really take time to make any plans, or it's just where you are in your season of life. Not bad, not good. It just is what it is, right? Well, if you're looking through everybody else's highlights of the day and you see people smiling and all of this, it can actually bring about anxiety. Like, gosh, I wish I had that. And you become more anxious in your life. For men, it's been shown that when they're on Wi-Fi more, it lowers their sperm count. That can be a problem if you're looking at having children. Here's one for you. You've heard of repetitive motion. Most of us are familiar with the term tendonitis, right? And you can have elbow tendonitis, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here, I don't know the actual official, but what I read in one of these studies was text claw. And it's basically repetitive motion of texting, your hands. Now, I believe I heard that, but I don't know what they've called it yet, the medical terminology of that. They're working on it because it's happening. And our young people, and I'm talking young, I'm not talking like your high schoolers and college kiddos. I'm talking about your elementary and kindergarten and preschool. They're getting on these devices and they're using these things so much earlier that they're not fully developed. And as they grow, they're having issues already with their hands. That's a problem here. Here's another one that'll blow your mind. When you talk about well-being and you want to be healthy, and one of the things we want to do is we want to build our immune system, right? That's one reason why you eat healthy, so you can fight off the things that you don't want in your body so you can live that vibrant life. Well, guess what? when you are playing with your technology, you actually have the possibility of having more blemishes. Do you know why? Because your phone or your tablet, preferably those two, I mean, your computer, I guess, could be if it's all touchscreen, but they have a high rate of bacteria on them. Why? Because your hands touch what? Everything. How many times have you been sitting and eating and messing with your phone or messing on your tablet? These are things we don't think about. I can tell you I didn't think about it till I started looking into it a little bit more. I was like, it makes sense. And then you go and you touch your face and you're not thinking about it. You just scratch it here and little did you know what you have on your hand is now getting on your face and then you have an open pore and hence a blemish. We already don't want blemishes, but to have extra ones, not so good. And this is one that, in my opinion, applies to absolutely everybody. No one can escape this negative effect. And it's neck pain. When you are looking down and you round your shoulders, you sometimes even sink into your hips, especially women, right? It's easy for us to think about it. Just go ahead, sink in with me, sunk it in. Okay, so you have this whole rounded back, not good for posture, but then with your neck, you're looking down at about a 60 degree angle. Did you know at that angle, you're putting 60 pounds of pressure on your neck and you wonder why you have neck pain, which leads to what? Migraines, which could lead to, you know, being nauseated and not feeling well and vomiting. Do you see all of these ripple effects and you think you're just on your smartphone having fun? It's just a recreational activity. No big deal. It is a big deal. And it does affect your health. It does affect your overall wellness. It definitely affects your overall well-being. Now, you don't have to give up your technology. I'm not saying to do that at all because that means you're going to turn me off and I'm not going to be here talking with you. And I love you too much for that to happen. Because technology can be a very good thing, but you have to learn how to keep a healthy distance from these possible negative side effects. So you have to be digi-smart, I call it. So get up and go. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Get up and go. It's the GET of the world. So I'm going to break it down because I know you've got to go with your friends and your family. You've got food waiting for you. It's on the grill. So hear me out real quick. Number one, ground and grab. Ground and grab what makes you happy. But the kicker here is wait. Listen to the rest of it. And equates to joy. You could be looking through your feed and some of those things you'll tell me. I know. I've done it and said it myself. This makes me so happy to see them together and having fun. And oh my gosh, the kids are playing. That's awesome. Yes, it makes you happy, but does it equate to joy for you? Big, big difference. So ground and grab. Very important. Number two, evaluate. Evaluate the use of your time on digital technology. Think about the where, the why, the when, the how, and the what. How does it fit into your life? And is it really doing what you think it should be doing? Now, I'm not saying that you can't use it for Netflix or Hulu or whatever you're watching your shows on. No, that's fine. But it's the overuse where you can't walk away from it. Let me give you a very honest, real and raw story here. My son and I, little G-man, we're going in because our family came in for 4th of July. I am absolutely thrilled to have my mom and my sister and my niece here with us. And we're just celebrating and I wanted to make sure I got all the shopping out of the way because they were only going to stay for a couple days. They're actually going to be moving here soon and we're not going to be able to see them as frequently. And so I wanted to really, you know, make sure I had all the groceries for everybody. And so we're headed in to a good old Walmart. Oh yes, our favorite. Well, it's just down the street from us. And so we go in and as we're walking in the door, we brought a cart in from the outside just to be nice because it was out there. And I thought, well, we'll take that and leave another cart for somebody else. So we're pushing it in. We're coming into the side that says enter. Okay. We're coming in. The person who's coming out at us, I kid you not, she has beautiful, long, brown hair. I've got to tell you what this whole picture is. Okay. Beautiful, long, brown hair. She's a beautiful brunette. I would say she's probably in her early 20s, maybe mid-20s, maybe. Okay, hard to tell because I didn't get to see much of her. You'll hear here in a moment. And she's walking out. We're coming in. Understand, we're entering the area that says enter big on there, okay? The carts are right there. Everybody's walking in. She's walking out. Not one time did she look up from her cell phone. She walked 6 steps from inside of Walmart through the first door, through the second door, and did not look up once. And all I could do is look at my little G-man and say, and that's why you don't text and walk, nor do you text and drive. She about got run over and ran us over with the cart. No, oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Pardon me. Have a great day. There was no eye contact. Nothing. This is a wake-up call. How much are you living in your digital devices? How much are you attaching yourself to them? Because I'm telling you, you're missing the world around you. You're missing that beautiful butterfly. You're missing your child's smile. You're missing holding your husband's hand because your hands are on other things. Do you see the issue we're having here? Yes, can you tell I'm a little passionate about it? Because we are taking this stuff a little too far. We've got to begin to what? Setting some boundaries. So ground and grab. What makes you happy and equates to joy? Evaluate the use and time on your technology. And number 3, transition. Transition yourself from where you are to where you want to be. You may have a time in your life that you know you've got to position yourself differently. So it's time to take those steps to transition yourself there. Take aim. Who needs more frustrations and distractions in life? I sure don't, and I know you don't want them either. We have too many of them, just in our own homes. I don't want you being that woman who was walking out of the store and had no clue, absolutely no clue. She could have had somebody come and knock her over with anything. She wouldn't have known it was coming. She was so glued on her phone. And you could tell it. She wasn't on it like talking on her phone. She was reading it. Come on. What are you doing with your technology? How is it leading your life? Is it truly your firework in your life? Is that what gives you happiness? Is to have this digital device that has all these bings and tings and twings and whatever dings that go off. And you think you're having fireworks every single day. You're so wanted because you got your Twitter account going off. You got your Facebook account going off. Your Instagram is blowing up. Yay, my story. Who's watching my story? There's a time and a place for everything, but what happened to the people that are right in front of you? What happened to relationships? What happened to your well-being, the connection? That's part of your wellness. So right now, I'm going to ask you a huge favor. After you're done listening to the end of this, which isn't going to be but another minute or two, I want you to go and I want you to put your digital device down. Try it solid for 30 minutes, 3-0, that's it. 30 minutes and see how that changes your life. Now, if you're easy and you're like, oh, that's a piece of cake, I can do it, then great, go 2 hours. Try to go a half a day. You know, I cannot go outside and spend time outside at the pool with my children and have my digital device because down here in the South, it's too hot. And I get this little warning sign that says your device is going to explode. Okay, it doesn't say that, but it does say it's getting too hot. If we are that attached to our devices that we feel like we aren't living unless if they are in our hand, we have a problem here. And that means your health is at risk. You're worth more to me than a digital device. And I know your family and friends are worth more to you. So take up this challenge today. Put it down for 30 minutes. If that's easy for you, go for 2 hours. Go for a half a day. And then try four. When you go on vacation, don't take it anymore. Or only when you do take it. I know you're yelling at me, but I take all my pictures and we listen to music and we have fun. I get that part. Then only use it for that. And do not look at your email. Do not go to your Twitter account. Do not go to Facebook. Spend time with the ones you love. So are you ready? It's time to get up and go. It is. Go out and celebrate the 4th of July. Go out with a bang. Be digi-smart. You know what? I see your smile. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Happy 4th of July. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.